This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. According to a Chinese media report, the defense ministers of India and China were expected to hold talks today in Moscow, but there is no confirmation that has happened. It would be the highest level face-to-face political contact since tensions flared along the disputed Chinese-Indian mountain border in May. Both sides have deployed additional forces along the frontier, which runs through the Western Himalayas. There was a heavy clash in June when 20 Indian soldiers were killed in hand-to-hand fighting with a Chinese force. Reuters is reporting that the White House has asked U.S. government agencies for extensive information on any funding that seeks to counter China's global influence, business practices, or which supports Beijing. According to a week-old Office of Management and Budget document, Reuters says OMB wants cross-cutting data on federal funding that aids or supports China, or that directly or indirectly counters what is called China's unfair competition and malign activities and influence globally. Rescue workers in Beirut say there could be a life to save in the rubble of a residential building that collapsed a month ago in the Lebanese port explosion. The blast killed close to 200 people. After pausing to wait for heavy equipment overnight, the digging was resumed this morning. Earlier, there were reports that a team with a rescue dog had detected a pulsing signal. The search operation has gripped the Lebanese people, who are watching it unfold on TV. With a possible ecological disaster in mind, Sri Lanka has begun towing a fully loaded supertanker, which had caught fire off its east coast after it began drifting toward land. The fire is said to be still raging on the New Diamond after it started in the engine room. The captain says there were 23 crew on board, one of whom is presumed dead. The rest have been taken off the ship by the Sri Lankan Navy, with one injured crew member flown to the capital Colombo for treatment. So far, no signs of an oil leak from the vessel. Ships from the Russian Navy and the Indian Coast Guard have been assisting in the firefighting. The vessel is being towed eastward away from the Sri Lankan coast. This is VOA News. Apparently reacting to fears that the Trump administration will pressure public health officials to rush their search for an effective coronavirus vaccine, Vice President Mike Pence said today the White House would not cut corners in making a vaccine available. At the same time, Pence told the Fox Business Network the administration wants to move as fast as possible to deliver something that is safe and effective. President Trump is angrily denying a report in The Atlantic magazine that he made disparaging remarks about American service members who have been captured or killed in action, and that he described those buried at a cemetery in France as losers and suckers. The Atlantic claims it learned from U.S. military officers that Mr. Trump made the remark when he canceled a trip to the cemetery because of bad weather in 2018. In a Twitter message, the president calls the allegation made-up fake news aimed at influencing the 2020 election. Other words he used for the Atlantic piece, disgusting and disgraceful. Mr. Trump's November Democratic opponent, former Vice President Joe Biden, says if the Atlantic article is accurate, the president is not fit to be the nation's commander-in-chief. Global pandemic numbers at this hour, 26.3 million infections and a death count approaching 870,000. Here in the U.S., infections are moving up from 6.1 million with almost 187,000 fatalities. Brazil has topped 4 million COVID infections with 124,000 deaths. India, which is seeing record numbers of new daily cases, has lost more than 68,000 lives to the infection amid nearly 4 million cases. In New Zealand, which has largely been successful in fighting the pandemic, the first coronavirus case reported. Police said the victim was a man in his 50s at an Auckland hospital. He was being treated following a small outbreak in the city that began last month. New Zealand has reported more than 1,700 pandemic cases and about two dozen deaths. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern said New Zealand will keep its coronavirus restrictions in place until at least mid-September. The U.S. jobs report for August shows that 1.4 million people were added to the workforce, with the unemployment rate dropping to 8.4%, a bigger move than most experts had predicted. But the numbers also show the pace of hiring has slowed down. This is one of the final two employment reports before the November presidential election. Donald Trump is banking on improving economic numbers to help him win a second term in the White House. 29 million Americans are still getting unemployment aid. And from June to July, the number of people without jobs for 15 weeks or longer tripled to more than 6 million. Asian stock markets today had their worst session in 2 weeks following a tech-led plunge on Wall Street. Today, trading on the U.S. Stock Exchange is off by 500 points. Gene Randall, VOA News.